वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू इन दिस संस्कृति प्रोग्राम आई एम ग्रेटफुल फॉर अलाउइंग मी टू बी हियर विथ ऑल ऑफ यू टुडेज अवर सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज ऑल ऑफ यू आर अवेयर ब्रज विग्रह विलास व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दैट ब्रज मीन्स वृंदावन विग्रह मीन्स डीटीज विग्रह मीन्स द लॉर्ड्स फॉर्म्स वैरायटी ऑफ फॉर्म्स एंड विलास मीन्स देयर पास टाइम्स So today we are trying to attempt to describe you some of the pastimes of the important deities of Vrindavan Dham. There are so many Hare Krishna, so many deities in Vrindavan. So it will be difficult for us to complete the stories of all the deities, but nonetheless we'll try to touch upon as many as possible. And I'm sure there will be something left for the next time also. Some books are yet to arrive from Vrindavan and some deities, special pastimes will be told next time, 100%. So the most important concept to understand about these deities is that the scriptures have mentioned to us that Pratima Nahi Tumi Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. Deities, actually to call deities as deities is also a little bit... It's like calling Rajiv Gandhi the pilot of India. It's much, much more than that. He was a prime minister of India, but we say he was also a pilot of India. So in Braj Bhumi, they don't call deities as Vigraha or deities or Murti. They call them Thakurji, Sakshat Bhagwan. You can remove this microphone from here. Usko nikal do yahan se. Usko pura nikal do. So, that's why this English language is never complete enough to express what our culture has to express. Many a times the English language is not sufficient to explain the beautiful feelings of emotion about the Vaishnavas, about the deities, about the Lord. Always fails to express completely. Similarly, the word deity is not the complete word. Because when the Lord enters into the form, He is present over there. When we see Jagannath here, we don't say Jagannath deities. This is Jagannath Himself. There's nothing like Jagannath and Jagannath deities different. They are the same. When we go to Radha Girdhari Mandir, we should understand Radha and Girdhari are standing there, right in front of your eyes. And those who have eyes to see them, they will reciprocate with them. The deity form of the Lord is a greatest mercy on all of us so that we can relate to the Lord while we are being conditioned. When we get liberated, when we get purified completely, transcendental, then the Lord will talk to you. But in the conditioned state, in today's state of contamination, of sinful activities, of being affected by the three modes of material nature, and the three with the taap, afflicted by the threefold miseries, suffering in the material world, conditioned to body, mind and soul, the senses. In this condition, to reciprocate with the Lord has come down in the form of His deities. He takes this great compassion upon us, so that He can come down and we can still relate to Him, serve Him. We can get an opportunity to get purified by touching His beautiful form, get our senses completely purified, especially of sex desire. It is said that when we serve the form of the Lord, dress the Lord, give bath, serve prasad, offer bhoga, offer arati, decorate them beautifully, what happens is we get gradually freed from sex desire, desire to enjoy separately from the Lord. It's a very important principle. We may see the Lord standing only like this and not moving at all. But those devotees who have love in their heart, they see the Lord reciprocating. I have seen this personally. When a Brajavasi came to Radha Gopinath temple and he was singing very beautifully. He was a singer for last 50 years on Akashwani in Vrindavan. His Grace Madan Mohanji, he has come here also. And sung very beautifully. He told me, when I was singing, Gopinathji's flute was moving. Now we could not see, but he saw. Because they don't sing for the audience, they sing for the Lord. It is a private affair between the singer and the Lord. So the singer who has that feelings, he will see the Lord responding. If you see the Lord daily and see Him with great affection, then you will see the Lord different every day. He's not the same. He's different every day. You will see today in the night, if you go to Radharaman temple, or the night if you go to Udupi temple, you will find the Lord is now tired. He's about to take rest. He's standing the whole day, giving darshan to His devotees. So you can make out that He's tired now. I go in the morning, 7:15, for darshanarthi, is fresh, freshly decorated. You can see. So reciprocation is there. So these deities, it is said that initially when we are in conditioned state, they will not move for you. But when we get purified, there is history which tells us that the Lord's form like this talks to the deities, devotees. The Lord's murti can be made of gold, silver, iron, bronze, wood, paper, paint, marble, stone. It can be made of so many things. But it doesn't anymore remain that material. He will become the person and He will speak to you when we become pure. And today that is what we are going to try to discuss. How the pure devotees had the personal reciprocation with the Lord. And there are so many deities in Vrindavan, so many lords. Now you may say there is one Lord, then why each Goswami has to have his own deities? Why should they have? They can go to one temple, no, in Vrindavan. All the Goswamis can go to one temple and worship the Lord turn by turn and stay there together, appreciating. No, the Lord is a person and the devotee also is a person. The Lord is an individual and devotee also is an individual. So there is an individual relationship between the Lord and His devotees. It is not the same that I have with you and I have with my wife and I have with my child and I have with my father and I have with my mother. Every relationship is individual. So Lord may have unlimited children, unlimited human beings, unlimited birds and animals and reptiles and aquatics and trees. But He has relations with every devotee. Even the blade of grass which is there in the Vrindavan, with each blade of grass, the Lord has individual different relationships. When He was walking towards Talwan, every kind of bird was chirping and making sound. And the Lord was making sound and responding to every single bird. Other people were feeling that He is having fun. But actually He was reciprocating with every bird that was calling Him and responding in the same voice. It's childhood play. But for the Lord it is personal. While He is making sound by mouth of different birds and responding to them, His feet are responding to each and every blade of grass with which He is touching them. This is the Lord. You have to understand that this reciprocation is the goal of our life. We want to make our relationship with Lord very personal and individual. Just chanting Hare Krishna, following four principles, reading Shastras, offering Bhoga to Krishna, eating only Prasad, reading scriptures. It's very, very beautiful. One must do, all of us should do it. But it should not become a mechanical affair. Every day morning we have to get up and chant 1728 numbers of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and that's all, we are done with the duty. We have to read 30 minutes a day, we are told, okay, 31st minute I can't read the book, or close the book. That is not the goal of life. The goal of life is these all activities that we do as niyam, as regulation, should become a spontaneous loving affairs. Should become a gesture of love which will yield reciprocation, which will yield transcendental pleasure and happiness and satisfaction. That is what we are here. That is what all the devotion is meant for. The Lord is hankering for your loving relationships, Lord is hankering for your response. Lord is hankering for you to express your feelings to Him, and He will like to respond to you and give you a receipt of your feelings that you are expressing for Him. Let us make the devotional life a very personal, intimate, emotional exchanging affair. Then it will become joyful. Let us not make it an affair of regulation, boring, austerity, tapasya. It is tapasya at one level, but then tapasya becomes a joyful affair. Susukham kartum avyayam. Everlasting. Susukham, not sukham. Very, very happy. Very, very joyful affair. This is the nature of devotional service. And the Lord is meant for you to inspire, give you inspiration to do that, and then He will like to respond to you. So we'll begin with the story of, small story we'll begin with first, Radha Vinod ji. We all know Loknath Goswami was a very, very intimate, loving disciple, loving devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was so much immersed in separation from the Lord. The Lord had left, and he had told, you go to Vrindavan with Bhugarbha Goswami and explore Vrindavan and reveal Vrindavan to the world. So when they came to Vrindavan, Vrindavan, whole dham was only jungle. There was all, the holy places had become unmanifest by the will of the Lord. Disappeared from the vision of the worldly people. And they were simply wandering from forest to forest with no temple, nothing. Only they were Brijvasis. They were Brijvasis staying, and there some holy places were supposed to be there. But not like today. Arrow and mark and temple accordingly, stories and everything. Those have been all revealed by those Goswamis for us. They actually made those things available to us in the form of knowledge and direction and guidance. So when he was moving around, he was staying in one time called Umera village. It is near Talwan, Madhuvan, near that, you know. And there is one place called Khadirwan, where he was staying for some time. Then he was also wandering from forest to forest. So he came to a beautiful place called Kishori Kund. You know, the sadhus are always moving around, and they beg rotis, and some generous grihasthas give them rotis, and whatever they get, they eat very happily. And again go ahead chanting Hare Krishna. So what happened was, he came to Kishori Kund, very famous. There are many Kishori Kunds in Vrindavan Dham. At different places, there are different Kishori Kunds. One of the Kishori Kund is there in Umera. So when he was at the bank of Kishori Kund, what happened was, suddenly two deities appeared and just came in his hands. You can imagine, you're walking on the road and suddenly Lord Radha and Krishna come in your hands. And the deities came and they smiled at him. And they said, today onwards we'll stay with you. And because they smiled, they were named as Radha Vinod. Vinod means happiness. So they smiled. He said, I am a mendicant, walking, wandering mendicant. I don't have any resource. I only beg food and whatever comes, I don't have choice what I want. Whatever comes, I have to eat. He said, whatever you get, you offer to me, I will be happy with you. So what to do? He made a nice bag, and in the bag he would keep the Lord in the thali and keep walking. He did for many, many years like that. And the Lord will talk to him, reciprocate with him, smile at him. And finally, he came to Vrindavan and he settled down. And the deities was, a nice temple was constructed. The temple was destroyed after some time by Aurangzeb's followers. And the deity went to Jaipur. Today also, if you go, you will see Radha Vinod's deity. Very chubby, nice, small deity, smiling with big smile. This is Radha Vinodji. Small story I began first. Then the very long story of Madan Mohanji. We all know Sanatan Goswami, the elder brother of Rupa Goswami. These are all the Goswamis of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. So Sanatan Goswami was serving the Muslim king, and then he ran away from there and came to Vrindavan as per the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were staying not more than one night under one tree. Millionaires, they were having, you cannot imagine, a big boat, a steamer, loaded with mountainous gold coins was their wealth. Each one had one boatload of gold coins. That much of wealth they had. And they had forest and long lawns they had developed into Vrindavan garden. And they would Radha Kund, Shyam Kund was made in that, and Govardhan was made in that, Jamunaji was made in that, everything was made in that. Such wealth, opulence, position, influence they had upon society, but they still left all that and came to Vrindavan to become a beggar. From millionaire to beggar. Sometimes you say from banker to beggar. Dealing with lot of wealth with nothing in hand. And not to nothing in hand, but we have to beg to eat rotis. So he came to Vrindavan and he used to always beg, stay only not to even more than one night under one tree. Because sometimes a nice tree is there, nice fruits are there, then you may get attached to that tree and stay there only, because nice fruits are available there. You are not to get attached to the tree also, they will change the tree also every day. Just simply detach from everything that is pleasing to the senses. So one day Krishna came in his dream and told him that thoda reduce karo sound, thoda sa, thoda reduce karo sound. And told him go to Mathura to beg today. So he went to Mathura and he came to house of Purushottam Chaube. Chaube means Chaturvedi. Chaube, char ved. Local language Chaube, in Sanskrit language Chaturvedi. Dvivedi, Chaturvedi and Trivedi, like that. Some of them, maybe some Gujaratis may be there here, Trivedi. So he went to the house of Purushottam Chaturvedi. And he saw that baby boy Krishna was playing with the children of Purushottam Chaube. And children were playing, dashing him, and pushing him and laughing with him. So he told Chaturvedi that this is not the way to treat Krishna. But sir, Sanatana Goswami was a big acharya. He knew everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taught him for 2 months at the banks of river in Varanasi. So he said, Purushottam Chaube, this is not good. He told his wife also. Wife said, this boy is very naughty. He doesn't listen. So the deity was in the deity form. And the deity would leave the deity form, become live form and play with the children of Purushottam Chaube. You can imagine what devotion they must be having. At the bank of Jamuna they were playing. So Purushottam Chaube was very respectful, very loving and very appreciating of sadhus. So he listened to Sanatana Goswami and said, yeah, whatever you say is fine with me. He told his wife that, no, no, today onwards, no spontaneous, follow rules and regulations. So Krishna was living in the house of that Purushottam Chaube as Madan Mohanji, became very upset. He said, they were spontaneous with me, so nicely loving and serving me, children are playing with me, I was enjoying with them. But you have spoiled everything. He came in the dreams of Sanatana Goswami. So you have spoiled everything. Sanatana Goswami felt very guilty. The same time, Madan Mohanji appeared in the dreams of Purushottam Chaube and he told him that you have so many children, but Sanatana Goswami has no children. So why didn't you give me to him? So I can be his child. So Sanatana Goswami was told like this, so he felt very guilty. Next day again he went to beg there and he said, I'm sorry for the mischief that I did. I told you so many rules and regulations. It seems Lord is not very happy with that rules and regulations. Please serve him the way you want. But Chaubeji said that, I am sorry, but I am supposed to give Krishna to you today. No, 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 I am sorry for my mistake. No, please, I am ordered by the Lord. Please, you have to carry the Lord. So he said, I am a wandering beggar. So no, Lord has told, whatever you beg, you can serve him, no problem. So I only take some atta and I soak it in water of Jamuna and then I cook it as it is. So no problem, whatever is there I will eat. So Sanatana Goswami carried Madan Mohanji all the way from Mathura to Vrindavan and kept him under a tree with him. And every day he would go to beg. There is a small place called Dwadasha Aditya Teel. That is where after subduing Kaliya under water of Jamuna, cold water, for a long time they had a fight. He subdued the Kaliya serpent and then he became very cold and Krishna climbed up the mountain, small. There were 12 sons came, sun god, 12 Adityas, and they gave him heat. We keep children also in the hospital. When they are too cold, we give them under heater to keep the body temperature warm. So it's very, very cold. So the 12 sons came and gave heat to the Lord. And then the Lord had sweating. And the sweating collected, divine sweat, divine sweda collected as Praskandana Sarovar under the mountain, which was there at least 25-30 years. I have seen that. Today it has disappeared. That is the place Sanatana Goswami was staying with the Lord. On the mountain, in the tree, he would keep the Lord, sit there, do his bhajan, go for begging. So many, many months passed, and one day the Lord spared to Madan Mohanji, said to Sanatana Goswami, "Oh Sanatan, you are every day giving me saltless vati." You know vati? Dal vati bolte na, dal vati. Dal vati is made of wheat atta and soaked and nicely. We now make it nice, spicy and everything, put it in the oven, tasty nicely, dal. In those days only vati with no salt, no sugar, nothing, no chutney or no chili, nothing. So you are giving me vati even without even salt. At least put some salt in it. So Sanatana Goswami was telling, "Today you are telling me about salt, tomorrow you will tell me about sweets also. What will I do? How will I bring sweets? It's not possible for me to bring sweets for you. I have to do lot of writing as per Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions. I have to write scriptures, I have to establish deity worship, I have to establish holy places and worship over there. I don't have time to go all these things." The same time what happened? One big merchant came with 3 boatloads of materials from Punjab, Multan, Ramchandra Kapoor, his name was. And he came near Vrindavan, and his boat, all boats got stuck at the sand. And it would not move ahead. You know, it required water to put the boats ahead. So he came running because he could not get the boats out of the water or ahead in the water. He came running at the bank of Jamuna, and there he saw the beautiful blue boy was playing. Madan Mohanji was playing down with cowherd boys. And he said, "Please save me." He said, "There is a great devotee upstairs, Sanatana Goswami on the mountain. Please go and meet him and tell him by his mercy you will get released with your boats." So he went up. In the meantime, Madan Mohanji took out his dupatta and he moved like this in the air, and lots of clouds came together with thunders and storm, and it rained like anything, and Jamuna was filled up, and where the boats were, immediately water filled up and the boats started moving. So he understood that Sanatana Goswami is a great devotee. A small boy told me by his mercy. And Sanatana Goswami, what he told him when he went up? He said, "You please worship Madan Mohanji, my lord in the tree. Please worship him, by his mercy the boats will move." And soon the rain came and boats started moving. And he said, "I will sell all the goods to Agra and I will come to serve you." He went to Agra, he sell all the goods, he made a very good profit. And he said, "I want to give all the profit to you." He came back and told Sanatana Goswami. And then he built the temple. Today what you see in Vrindavan, at the bank of Jamuna, Radha Madan Mohan temple. It's the first ever temple built in Vrindavan in the modern history. The original deity was made by Vajranam, the great grandson of Krishna. And then in the time, it disappeared. And it was revealed to Advaita Acharya. Just at the bottom of Dvadasya Aditya Teel, there is a tree called Advaita Vat, where Advaita Acharya, the incarnation of Mahavishnu, was doing his bhajan. And in front of him, Madan Mohanji, that time it was called Madan Gopal, manifested. And he gave it to Purushottam Chaubey before he went to Navadvip. And then onward, a story which happened that I told you. So this is the reciprocation of a devotee. Madan Mohanji's lotus feet are exactly like Krishna. When Vajranamji made first deity and he showed Uttara Devi, who was only existing Mataji, she said the feet of this deity is exactly like Krishna. So he was named after Madan Mohanji. Then another deity he made, another form. And Uttara said the Vakshasthal of his deity is exactly like Krishna. So he was named as Govindaji. He made another deity of the Lord. Uttara said, the lotus face of this deity is exactly like Krishna. And he was named as Gopinathji. So all of them were established by Vajranath. But in the course of time, everything disappeared. Sarup Goswami also came. After Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami also reached Vrindavan. And he was performing his bhajan under one Kalpavruksha tree. And one small boy came to him, very beautiful boy, came and told him that there is one place where Radha Krishna used to meet called Yogapeet. And today I see that every day one cow goes up to the small hillock, stands at the bottom, top of the hillock, and draws all the milk down. All her adults pour the milk and goes under the peak of the mountain and she goes away. Every day I watch this, please come, Swamiji. So Swamiji went there and observed. The Lord came in his dreams and told, ki, I am under this yoga peat. The one cow, Kamadhenu, comes every day and feeds me milk. But I want to come out and you to worship me. So Rupa Goswami saw exactly the cow went and her udders, without anybody doing anything, the udders poured milk. The milk went under the land on the mountain. So he got the Brijvasis with instruments and everything and dug the mountain top, and a beautiful deity of Radha Govindji was revealed. And he brought him back. In the course of time, Man Singh came there. Man Singh is one of these generals of Akbar. And he offered, I want to give donation. Akbar had given, because Man Singh had earned a lot of money for Akbar. So Akbar had given something like 1/12 of that income to Man Singh. And Man Singh was disciple of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Man Singh also donated a lot of money to other temples also. So he built the temple. And while he was building the temple, Rupa Goswami went to stay in Radha Damodar's Mandir. That is Jiva Goswami's place. And what happened in there? When he was staying in Jiva Goswami's place, in the dream Krishna came to him and guided him how to carve a deity. As per the guidance of Krishna, Rupa Goswami carved a deity with his own hand. He's not a sculptor, he's not a murtikar, he's not trained for that. By the divine power of Krishna, Rupa Goswami made a murti by his own hands and gave gift to his nephew Jiva Goswami. And he was named as Radha Damodar deities. Radha Damodar in Vrindavan. Damodar means whose belly is bound by ropes by Mother Yashoda with love and devotion. So this is where the place where Prabhupada stayed also. And Prabhupada, before we went to America, he stayed there. And from there he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary of first canto into 3 volumes. And Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir is there. And same place Rupa Goswami left his body also. So Rupa Goswami's Samadhi also is there. Today also if you go, you can see the beautiful place. Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi in front of one another. And there is a small stone of Govardhan there. Sanatana Goswami, when the temple of Madan Mohanji was under construction, he went to Govardhan to perform his bhajan. And there, he was 70 year old almost, was walking around Govardhan every day. In those days, 40 kilometer parikrama he was doing. So one day, Krishna became a small boy and came and told him, Baba, Baba, why are you walking? You have done your tapasya, parikrama so many times in life. You have perfected your life now. You don't need have to do all these things. You can sit at home and do bhajan. Krishna is already happy with you. He said, no, it's my promise to Krishna, my vrata. I have to fulfill. I have to walk. He said, no. He's walking and the boy is also walking and they are discussing. No, I will not give up my vow. So then the boy disappeared. The boy went to mountain of Govardhan and started playing flute. And you know, when Krishna plays flute, 6th note when he plays, the stone melts. So the Govardhan mountain stone started melting. And his foot was going down in the melting stone. And immediately a cow came running, like this, looking at Krishna. And there's a stick with which the cow herding stick was there. That was also going in the melting stone. Then he stopped playing flute. The stone stopped melting. And what happened? There was a footprint on the stone. With the cow's hoof, the mark of the stick, and his one half and one full foot. So he lifted the stick, the stone, and he came running behind the walking Sanatana Goswami. He said, take this. If you walk around this four times, it will be as good as doing one parikrama, 40 kilometers. You'll get the benefit. And Sanatana Goswami somehow felt convinced this time. He was arguing with him before, but with this he felt convinced. And he took back this shila in his bhajan kutir at Chakreshwar Mahadev near Manasi Ganga in Govardhan. And he was doing, in the end, the last days, four time parikrama. When Sanatana Goswami left his body on Guru Purnima, which is going to come in month of July, Guru Purnima is a day where Sanatana Goswami passed away. At that time, as an inheritance, this shila was brought to Jiva Goswami's temple, because Jiva Goswami is the only person, Goswami, alive that time. So as the Goswami's inheritance, he got this shila from Govardhan. That is why it is available today in Radha Damodar temple. Then we come to Gopinath ji. This murti also was made by Vajradham. Disappeared in the course of time. And it was Madhu Pandit and Paramananda Bhattacharya, many of the devotees were wondering. It is said that Madhu Pandit was, his devotion was as sweet as honey. He was always longing for Krishna, searching Krishna everywhere. That beautiful form of Krishna who was playing on his flute, bedecked with peacock feather on the head, wearing pitambar, very forest flower garland, decorated with flowers in the ears and the nose and the neck, everywhere. So one day, when Paramananda Bhattacharya and Madhu Pandit were wandering at the forest at Bansiwat, at the bank of Jamuna, suddenly Gopinath ji revealed in front of them, playing his flute. Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi Bansiwata Tatasthitaha Karshan Venu Swadhyar Gopil Gopinatha Sriyastunaha. They fainted on the ground, seeing. And Paramananda Bhattacharya lifted the deity of Gopinath ji and handed over to Madhu Pandit as a gift. It was Madhu Pandit who brought him to the today's place where he arranged to build a temple in the area of Bansiwat. Because today when we go geographically, we feel, oh, Gopinath temple is here, Bansiwat is there. How do you use Bansiwat area? No, Bansiwat area should be very big, very, very huge. Today it is very far. So this Gopinath deity, Janama Devi was very, very attached to. Janama Devi is the dear wife of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is the incarnation of Balaramji. He came as Nityananda Prabhu. And his wife is Janama Devi, who is the incarnation of Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari is the younger sister of Radharani. Radharani had one younger sister and one elder brother. Sridhama, Radharani and Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari incarnated as Janama Devi. So she was having great attraction for Madhu Gopinath ji. So when she came to Vrindavan, she stayed there only at the temple of Gopinath ji. And she actually established a beautiful standard of Gopinath worship. So one day she was attending Sandhya Aarti of Gopinath ji. And she was standing at the Aarti. The Aarti was going on. Suddenly, can you imagine what happened? Gopinath ji jumped from the altar, picked up Janama Devi and went on the altar and closed the curtain. So we would have started, right? Suddenly what happened? You know? So when they opened the curtain, Janama Devi was not there. Only Gopinath was standing there. It's a very amazing story. Because Gopinath was in too much love with Janama Devi. So much love that, looking at this incident, they installed the deity of Ananga Manjari at the time where Janama Devi was alive in the world. Generally we make deity when we make murti, the busts are made when somebody dies, then the busts are made and the garland is put on that. Putala bolte usko, putala. But the deity of Ananga Manjari was made right in the life of Janama Devi and put next to Gopinath on left side where Radharani's murti is generally standing. So in this Gopinath temple, Ananga Manjari's deity is on the left side of Krishna, like this. And on the right side, there is deity of Radharani. So much of honor was given to her. There is nobody in the history of Vaishnavism who has received such an honor in his own lifetime. Not even a man or woman. She is the only personality in the whole history of Vaishnavism. So much authority. Similarly, in Jaipur also, when Gopinath ji was moved, when Aurangzeb came around 1670, destroy all the Vrindavan temples, the deity went to Gopinath ji, went to Jaipur. And the Jaipur Vaishnav Council and the Jaipur King, they had a meeting and they decided that we should make the Murti of Janwa Devi and install it next to Gopinath ji right there and then. Again, in the, her lifetime only. The deity was put there on the altar in Jaipur much before her departure. So you can see the how the Lord reciprocates. One has to have love. We say that there's a famous song, local song, you know, that say why the Lord is not eating. The answer is that you don't feed him like Yashoda and Radharani. That is why he doesn't eat. If you feed him like Yashoda, he will eat. Or you feed him like Shabri, he will eat. So this is why, because there is lack of love. When there is love, the Lord will reciprocate. So next beautiful story is of Radharaman. How the Lord reciprocates instantly the desire of our devotees. We all know Gopal Bhatta Goswami, another Goswami from South India, from Srirangam. He was the youngest of all six Goswamis. He was ordered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that after your parents leave this world, you can leave Srirangam and come to Vrindavan to meet me. He went to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that time in Jagannath Puri. He was feeling very separation from Lord. I am here, Lord, in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She was burning in separation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his kopin and a sitting asan from Jagannath Puri for Gopal Bhatta Goswami to pacify him. So little bit he was pacified. But again his heart was burning. Lord Chaitanya came in his dream and told him, you come to Pashupatinath near Gandaki River. I'll meet you there. So he went all the way walking. Not like today, train and plane. No car, taxi, nothing. Walking all the way from Vrindavan to out of India. Pashupatinath is Nepal. And he was taking bath in Gandaki River. And that time when he was taking bath, he picked up his kamandalu for water and many shaligram shilas entered the kamandalu. Generally shilas don't float. They are under the bottom of the water. But this was like floating shila. They came in his kamandalu when he was taking water. Because kamandalu is not put under water. It's only above we pick up the water. So he put them back. Second time he put water, taking for water, again shilas entered the kamandalu. So again he put it back. And third time he did the same thing. 12 shaligram shilas entered his kamandalu. And at that time voice spoke to him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke that, it is me, I told you, I will meet you here. This is myself. There is no difference between myself and Shaligram Shila. Shaligram Shila is Lord Vishnu himself. There is a long story how Tulsi, Vrinda Devi cursed Vishnu to become stone. And then Vishnu cursed her back. He will become a tree. That is Tulsi Devi. And I will always remain at your feet. That's why you find Shaligram Shila at the feet of Tulsi. It's all divine pastime. You know, the Lord is, how he is reciprocating with the devotees. So, the Shaligram Shila, 12 of them entered. So please take them to Vrindavan. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, very happy to see the Lord, you know, feeling pacified in his burning separation, he came to Vrindavan and started worshipping them very nicely. And then what happened? One day one merchant came, very rich merchant. Very devotional, very Vaishnava type. He brought lot of jewelry, you know, flutes and crowns and shoes and dresses and salwars and sadras and ornaments and necklaces and bracelets and armlets. Lot of big stock grouped in nice sets, you know. And he went to each Goswami and he gave them all these sets of dresses and jewelries and everything. Each Goswami had his own deity. So he gave them, please accept it, my donation for the service of the Lord. And he came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami also. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, oh, my Lord, he doesn't have any form. He's like a round ball, shining. But there is no hand, there is no legs. So where will I put the necklace? Where will I put the shoes? Where will I, at the most, I can put a crown. But what will I do? He said, no, I have got for everybody. So you should also accept. So at that time, his desire started propping on his heart. I wish my Lord had a form. I wish I could serve him. I could decorate him with all these beautiful ornaments and jewelries and dresses and give him flute to play. So desiring every day meditation grew up. Ultimately, what is devotion? Devotion is feelings of heart. Feelings of devotion to the heart, in the heart for the beloved Lord. And that Lord accepts. You may offer saltless bati or you may offer pancha pakwan to the Lord. The Lord doesn't accept dal bati, saltless, or Lord doesn't accept the pancha pakwan. He accepts only love and devotion through that. He is only accepting the devotion that you express in that process and he accepts that. That is why he called as Bhavagrahi Janardana. He is only accepting Bhav. That's why he goes to poorest of poor house like Shruti Dev and then he'll accept all the simple food. Then he'll go to King Bahulashwa and accept big feast of 56 items. But he reciprocates same because the devotion is same. He doesn't see externals. So this devotion is growing in the heart of Gopal Bhatta. That I should have my Lord having beautiful form. And Narsingha Chaturdashi came. And that day what happened? They read the whole story of Srimad Bhagavatam. Our Lord appeared. Narsingha Dev. At the instant indication of Prahlad, with one finger he pointed, yes, he's there in the pillar also. Instantly, tatkshan, the Lord appeared. And he fulfilled the desire of Prahlad and killed Hiranyakashipu and delivered all the demigods from prison of Hiranyakashipu. So he read the whole story and he got, oh, you see the power of devotion. Prahlad pointed only once and instantly Lord appeared with no planning also. It's emergency. So why can't he appear through the stone also of Shaliram? He just thought like that. Put them to rest. Went to sleep. The next morning he saw one of the cloths which were covering the Lord had become tall. It's like this. Standing like this. One of the cloths which is like this, flat, has become like this mountain. Small mountain. So went running to Jamuna, took bath and came running back. Got Achman and woke the deities up. And he saw that particular cloth which was covering the Lord had a beautiful deity form of Lord Krishna. The stone Khaligram was there behind. From the front of the stone, a beautiful murti, just 12 fingers tall like this, was erupted, beautifully manifested. Just very delicate hands, delicate lotus feet, right leg folding in front of left leg, three bends, one at the ankle, one at the waist, one at the neck, playing nice flute, beautiful eyes, teeth manifest. The only deity in the whole universe we can see. That the beautiful two teeth shining in between two lotus lips. Huh? It's the only deity in the world. You have to see very properly. Then you will see two nice teeth. Such a small deity. But every feature is so beautifully developed. So finely developed. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami is quite startled and happy and blissful. He went running to call the Goswamis. The Goswamis came running. They saw the beautiful manifestation happening from Shaligram Shila. And Rupa Goswami observed very carefully. And notice that the lotus feet of the deity is exactly like Madan Mohan. The waist of this deity, the Vakshasthal, the chest of this deity is exactly like Govindji. And the lotus face is exactly like Madan Gopinathji. And it is explained that Radha, Madan Mohanji, Govindji and Gopinathji, one should take darshan when you go to Vrindavan. The feet, the Vakshasthal and the Mukha Kamal. The Rupa Goswami said, by having darshan of this one deity, we can get the benefit of taking darshan of all the three important deities of Vrindavan. So he personally named the deity as Radharaman Dev. And there was a big celebration. Radharaman's appearance. Gopal Bhatta Goswami went, begged alms for donations from merchants to celebrate. And there was a procession, there was a abhishek, there was feast, there was dramas, there were lectures and there were performances and beautiful festival. For a long time it went on. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami has promised that he will return the money in 15 days time. 14 days passed and no donations came. So very worried because he was sadhu, man of word. So he said what to do. He could not sleep the 14th night. The next day was 15th day in which he had to go and return the money. So he could not sleep because of feeling guilt. And next morning he went to each merchant and told him, I am very sorry, I could not raise the funds. Please give me some more time. So each merchant said, what you are telling? You are making fun with us. Yesterday you came and gave money to us. You return every single anna and rupee. So shocked to hear that. Radharaman Dev personally took the form of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and returned the money of each and every merchant. This is the reciprocation. You can imagine this. Huh? The Lord is so kind actually. This convinces us that the Lord is not a stone or a wood, He is a person. You have the heart of a devotee, then that person, supreme person, will reciprocate with you. Will convince you that I am there. Don't worry. I exist. I accept your devotion. And I reciprocate also. So these stories you may say, oh, 500 saal pehle kisne dekha hai, kya hua hai? You have faith. Today also deity will reciprocate with you. It's only a matter of faith. Muhammad said that the faith can move the mountains from one place to another. So much power the faith has. The faith is there, the Lord is there, everything is connected with the Lord, everything is God conscious, everything is Chintamani, conscious of the Lord. The faith is not there, everything is stone and pebbles and thorns and everything else. Matter. Prakruta. When the faith is there, it becomes aprakruta. It becomes divine and transcendental. Right? So this is the story of Radharamanji. Radharamanji is supposed to be very, very reciprocative deity. Our dear Gurudev, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, would stay at the bank of Jamuna and sleep there only, wearing one cloth in the middle of cold. Take bath in the morning in Jamuna, same clothes, he will dip in the water and squeeze, again wear the same clothes and walk to the temple of Radharaman Dev, 5 o'clock in the morning for Mangalarti. Attend the Mangalarti there, then to Seva Kunj area, he would walk through small gullies and go to Radha Vallabh temple at 6 o'clock in the morning for the Mangalarti over there. And one day what happened, he realized that the visa is over, long overdue. And already his name was registered in Vrindavan police, from Delhi police to Mathura police to Vrindavan police. On high alert, find this person, he is already overdue, so leave the country. And the policeman was hunting, walking around the gullies of Vrindavan and hunting, where is this person? So people told him, because he was the only foreigner, along with one foreigner called Asim Krishna Prabhu. I have met this person, very nice devotee of Krishna. Only two foreigners were there in the whole of Vrindavan. So everybody in Vrindavan knew them as very nice devotees of Krishna. So they had sympathy for him. So they told him, both of them, that this person, your friend, Asim Krishna's friend, Richard, that time he was called Rathin Krishna. Police is looking for him. That day he had come, he was inquiring about him. So please hide yourself. So he will caught you and he is a very bad man. He will harass you like anything. So he was harassed, running away every time. So then one time came that he was going to catch him somehow or other. So it was a very dangerous time. So that day Radhanath Swami woke up in the morning, took bath and went to Radharaman temple and earnestly prayed to Radharaman, Radharamanji, please be merciful to me. You have to do something, because if I get caught this time, I will be forever out of India. I will be never be able to come to Vrindavan again. I will be forever separated from you and Sri Vrindavan Dham. So you are the Lord and Master of the whole creation, Master of my heart. Please do something. He prayed very earnestly in Mangalarti. And he came. He came to Girar, Seva Kunj Road. And when he was walking towards Radha Vallabhji, the pitch darkness, nothing could be seen in front of eyes. He was just going because he knew the road. And every day would walk like that. So he was just walking in the understanding of the road. And suddenly some sound came of an animal, loudly shouting, and something sharp pierced in the calf of Radhanath Swami. And again the sound came of the animal and nothing could be seen. So it looked like some dog, barking dog, came and bit him and his teeth entered in the calf muscles. So nothing could be seen. So Maharaj kept walking. And it was like almost it takes 15 minutes from there to walk to Radha Vallabh temple. By the time it was Mangalarti there, and there was only some light there, some lamps were burning there. So the Radha Vallabh Goswami was his friend, Radhesh Lalji. That time he was all 20 years old. Radhana Swami was only 18 years old. Radhesh Lalji Maharaj was 21 years old. So he said, "Hari, what happened? You're bleeding. There's a whole stream of blood all the way from the temple entrance in the temple. And that is coming from your calf." "Oh, really?" He turned and saw the big wound, many wounds giving blood is oozing out like stream. And that is flowing through the leg, and all the while the road, the blood was oozing. He said, no, so what happened?" He said, "I don't know. Something came and bit me over there. Sharp things." He said, "It must be a dog. It must be a mad dog. Mad dog, it must be rabies. You will also get mad like a mad dog one day. You must take 14 injections. In those days, 14 injections in the abdomen, you cannot imagine. When I learned MBBS also, they used to give, hold the skin and give injection in the abdomen. It used to pain like anything. Otherwise you die of rabies. So what to do?" Then he had to be taken to the municipality clinic, hospital there. And doctor gave certificate that if he doesn't receive 14 injections, then he will die of rabies. So his visa has to be extended. He gave a certificate. So then doctor in his own capacity gave him certificate of extension of visa, which is impossible for anything to happen. No way his visa could have been extended. He was so overdue. With that extension of visa, he went all the way to Home Ministry. He met the Home Minister of India, right from all the officers down. Everybody said, no, nothing can be done. And then with Home Minister looked at him, also said no. But again looked at him and he felt very pity. And he said yes. And he stamped on his visa. And then he was sent out of country. Now if there was no stamping on that, that means 14 days were extended. And all the period before that, from the expiry, was become verified, bona fide. It was made into bona fide, right? So all that period from the day of expiry to the day of injection, the next 14 days, everything was made bona fide stay in India. It was stamped, sent back to America, and he could come back again. So all this because of what? He prayed to Radharaman Dev intensely in the morning, 5 o'clock, "Please save me." So today also you can understand, if you have some intense desire in the service of the Lord, you can pray to Radharaman Dev. Please don't pray that give me money, give me good wife, good husband, and good property and vehicle. Don't pray that. He may fulfill that also. But that will be taken away with the course of time from you. But you ask something which will benefit your soul, which will come with you when you will die, which will travel with you, all the benefit of Radharaman Dev's blessings. So we should learn to pray to the Lord, not for material things. We should learn to pray that which is beneficial to the soul, which can uplift our soul from Maya to Krishna. That is what is supposed to be prayed for. Not for those things which perish with the influence of time. Those things which time will take away along with it. Don't ask for those things. It's foolishness to ask for those things which will be anyways perishing in the course of time. Ask for those things which will not be perishable in the course of time. Time will not be able to destroy it. Such thing we should ask for. And Lord is always eager to give you those things which are not perishable. Because Lord is Himself transcendental and He wants to give you transcendental gifts. That is His mercy. This is Radharaman Dev. He will reciprocate with you also. Please go to Vrindavan. If you have only 5 minutes and no other time, you must go to Radharaman temple. Because in that 5 minutes, when you will observe Radharaman Dev, you will see the feet of Madan Mohan, the Vakshasthal of Govindji, and the lotus feet of Gopinathji all together, in the fourth form of Radharaman Dev. And bless you with all the blessings and fulfill all your desires of the heart in spiritual life. Next in line is the story of Radharani. Many of you must have heard it, but today you will be able to hear it. In Barsana, on the Bhanugarh, there is a mountain, four-headed mountain. Bhanugarh, Dangarh, and Vilasgarh, and Mangarh. So on Bhanugarh, there is a house of Radharani. and Radharani's deity is installed over there. Very beautiful deities. Narayan Bhatta Goswami had revealed them in Unchegaon actually. And there he was brought to Manugad. Some people say at some millennium, in some Kalpa, the Radha's deity was manifested in Bhanugad only. There's a footprint over there. And then since that time it is being worshipped over there. So when Aurangzeb came, actually Radha Madan Mohan, Govindji, Gopinathji, Radha Vinodji, so many deities were shifted from there. And Jaipur, the Rajputs were very strong soldiers, you know. The Muslims were fearful of them. Afzal Khan, Aurangzeb, you know, could not attack Rajputs. And they were very strong military power. At the same time, they were devotees of the Lord. So they could not attack Jaipur. Jaipur was intact. So Jaipur kings told that the deities of Vrindavan should be brought to Jaipur. We will protect them. Our ancient wealth. So like that, all the deities were put over there. So Radharani also, when they came to attack, her deity was taken to Syopur. S-Y-O-P-U-R. It is there in Bharatpur area. It's called Rajwada area, where the Kishori Das king was there, King Kishori Das. So he accepted the deity and he built a big temple there under his protection. He was always a very strong king. Radharani was served there for 2 months. And in between this time, what happened? That there is a deity of Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi. Today also it is there. So Vishakha Devi was put next to Krishna. Radharani's deity was taken away. And Vishakha Devi took position of Radharani and stood there. So the darshanarthis who would come there should not feel morose, you know, Radharani is not there, only Krishna is there. We have come to see Radharani in Barsana. So she was standing there, Radharani, and giving darshan. And another attack came to destroy the mountain of Bhanugad and Unchegaon and everything. And it is explained that millions of soldiers covered that area, all filled with weapons. And it was about to, the whole Barsana, Unchegaon and the whole the area near that was going to get totally destroyed that particular day. And suddenly what happened? Each and every soldier which came to destroy found one more soldier next to them, who was not amongst them, not from their party, ready to attack them. So everybody got very scared, all the soldiers, enemy soldiers. And each soldier which appeared over there killed everybody. And in the meantime, Bachu Singh from Bharatpur, King Bachu Singh came running with his army, destroying all the Mughals. And every single enemy was destroyed there. And all the soldiers who appeared disappeared. So it is said that by the mercy of Vishakha Devi, this great victory was achieved. So she was named as Vijay Ladli. Her name was Vijay Ladli. Radharani is Ladli and her name was Vijay Ladli, one who brought victory. And everything was all right. Dham of Barsana and Unchegaon was saved. And 2 months passed. And the Brajvasis were feeling very separation from Radharani. They all Goswamis went to Syopur and they requested the king, Kishori Das, to please return the deity. But in the meantime, Kishori Das king was very attached to this deity. Who would not be attached? He was so much attached, daily worshipping the deity, having darshan. And you know, after having built a temple like that, who can depart with the deity? So he refused. The Goswamis pleaded, they cried. But what they can do in front of the power of the king? King said, no, I will not give. So all of them went to temple back again. And they cried to Radharani, Radharani, please come back to Barsana. That is your original home. We are from your home. Please come home. And they went back crying. Radharani also loves them very much. In fact, with a small temple, just maybe 100 steps below the main temple, called Dada Dadi Ka Mandir, where Mahiman Baba and Radharani's mother's mother, no sorry, Radharani's father's mother and Radharani's father's father, their temple is there. Dada Dadi Mandir. And there was one Goswami called Naval Chandra Goswami, who was sent there to serve Radharani in Syopur. So Naval Chandra was from Barsana only. So he also met all of them. They were also requesting, please send the deity. So the king sent all the Brajvasis away to Barsana. But Naval Chandra Goswami was still worshipping Radharani over there. तो किंग हैड डाउट, अरे दिस इज गोस्वामी फ्रॉम बरसाना ओनली, ही मे बाय कॉन्स्पिरसी टेक द डीटी अवे फ्रॉम सियोपुर एंड टेक हिम बैक टू बरसाना. सो व्हाट ही डिड, ही पुट गार्ड्स इन द टेम्पल फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम सो दैट ही शुड नॉट रन अवे विद द डीटीज. एंड ही मेड अ रूल दैट एवरी डे द गोस्वामी वुड कम टू माई पैलेस पर्सनली एंड टेक द की फ्रॉम मी एंड डू द वर्शिप द होल डे. गार्ड्स विल गार्ड द टेम्पल एंड आफ्टर डूइंग ऑल द मॉर्निंग आफ्टरनून इवनिंग एंड नाइट वर्शिप्स ही विल लॉक द टेम्पल टेक द कीज पर्सनली विल कम टू द हाउस ऑफ किंग किशोरी दास एंड गो अवे एंड द गार्ड्स विल स्टैंड 24 आवर्स इन शिफ्ट देयर एंड मेक श्योर द अगेन द पुजारी विल कम टू द किंग्स डोर नॉक द डोर गेट द कीज फ्रॉम द किंग विद द गार्ड कम टू द डोर ऑफ द टेम्पल ओपन Start the worship, keep the door open, close, again afternoon, evening, night, Shayan Aarti, close the temple, lock the temple, with the guard he will walk, again go to the king's house. To make sure that he doesn't go away with the deities. And what happened? Again, Radharani's deity spoke to Navalchandra Goswami. He said, Sai, please take me away to Barsana. He said, how? How I can do this? Don't you understand that the guards are guarding? Without the king's key, I cannot open the temple. And I have the key, deposit the king in his house in the night. Where is the way? When I will escape with you? Plus, I am old man. How much far I can go? If I am chased, how will I run? There's no question. He said, no, you must take me. He said, no, Radharani, how will I take you? I will be killed. The guards will kill me, the police will kill me, the soldiers will kill me. The king will order to kill me. He said, don't worry. I will tell you the way, what is to be done. He said, when you put me to rest in the night, don't forget to open the window in the back side of the Garbhagriha. And keep it open and you go from the front door and go away. Give the key to the king and in the middle of the night, when the guards are all sleeping, you come from behind door, don't come on door, climb from behind, go through the window, leave all the jewelry and the dresses, just pick me up and then open the door from inside, from behind and run away from there. He said, are you sure I should do this? What about my life? He said, don't worry, I am there with you. So then, with great fear in the heart, you know, we did exactly what Radharani told him. He kept the door window open, locked the temple of the door, went to the king's house under the guard's protection and woke up in the middle of the night. Old man jumped through the window, jumped inside, picked up Radharani, kept the jewelry down and opened the door from behind and started running in the middle of the forest. It is explained that the person was so old, he could barely walk other times. But this day, he was flying in the sky. It is explained that he, as if he was running so fast that his feet were not touching the ground also. He was also wondering what happened to him. Some great strength had come in his body and he was almost flying in the sky. He was running on the ground but appeared to be flying in the sky all the way. And he went far distance, you know. And he went running like the whole night in the middle of the valleys and jungles and trees and forests everywhere. Running in the middle of the cold. And it became dawn in the morning. Time for Mangalarti. So you know what the sadhus do? Like Lokanath Goswami and they had Radha Krishna deities hanging on the batua, on the shoulder bag, in the neck bag like that. They would take out the deities and give them bath, could take themselves first bath and get purified and then worship the deities, you know, whatever they have, fruits they will offer, do aarti, sing songs and move further. So he was a hardcore pujari. So many years he was serving. So time dawn came, he immediately put the batua. Radharani told him, put me in batua, put me in a small bag, put him around neck and start running. So removed the batua, hung on the trees, took his bath in Chambal Valley, you know Chambal? To see in Hindi films, Chambal ki khai mein. So many movies we have seen in childhood. Very famous, infilled with dacoits and dangerous place. Nice valley and river flowing. So he was there in a most dangerous area, but he very peacefully took bath and started serving the deity nicely. And when dawn came, it passed dawn, it became sunrise, and Pujari never came to open the door of the deities. Generally, every day Pujari will come to take the keys. Hari Bol, Sriji Priya Devi, story of Sriji is manifesting before you. So, what happened? king was alarmed. So he woke the guards up. Come on, guards, find out where is the pujari gone. There's no pujari, no mangalarati, nothing. Temple is closed. What happened? So they said, Maharaj, give the keys. Came to open the door and saw there is no pujari, there is no deity, there is no mangalarati, nothing. Said, run, go away, find out from all directions where the pujari has gone. So they, all the, you know, horse riders, they were running in speed of wind. And they caught him, they saw him from distance, peacefully worshipping the deity of Radharani at the bank of the river at the Chambal Khai, Chambal Valley. Said, Baba, stop there, the king has ordered you. Don't run away, we'll shoot you otherwise. Come back to the deity. So he said, see Radharani, I told you, they will come and catch me. I'm an old man, what do I do now? I told you it will be a risky thing for me. He said, why are you worrying? I'm there with you. Just put me in the bag again and start running. He said, what running? They're here only, they'll come in 2 minutes to catch me. And this full of valley, river is so deep, I have to go across the river. I was planning to go by the side of the river. Now you're telling me how to go. He said, you jump in the river. What? I jump in the river? I will drown, so deep water is there. He said, don't worry. When you will jump, you will find the water will become only up to your knee deep. He said, are you sure? He said, you jump, don't worry. So you can imagine the old man jumped from a great height into the river with the faith in the word of Radharani. He jumped and suddenly the water, which is so deep, in many, many men maybe, you know, hundreds of feet deep, suddenly it's only by ankle deep. He was walking very nicely. And the soldiers are shouting from there, stop, stop, don't go. We'll come behind you. And just chase their horses, you know, fast. And they wanted to push the horses in the water. And some of the horses, no swimming, you know. Horses, no swimming. They jumped in the water and they got so scared, they came running behind. They threw these soldiers away and they started running opposite direction. And the horses were being pushed again and again. And they saw the water was so deep. And they saw far distance, the pujari is walking very peacefully in knee-deep water. Looking at him and walking peacefully, went across, and that was the border of Rajasthan. I'm sure, yeah. It was in Bharatpur district, so cross border, now in UP district. Now the king's power ended over there. So soldiers kept shouting, don't go, don't go, don't go, and the horses were not going. From distance they are swinging, and the pujari with Radharani peacefully were walking after the border of UP started. And many days was walking from there. After a few days he came to Barsana. And everybody was so joyful, blissful, jumping, dancing, singing. They are in the big festival. Feast for all the Barsanavasis. Radharani has come back. Vijayotsav. They put down Vijay Ladali Devi. And they put Radharani in that place next to Krishna. And all the Barsanavasis came. And they many days they celebrated the festival of Radharani's return to Barsana. And after a few days, the king of Siopur, Kishori Das, came with his soldiers to request, please, Radharani. So, Alda Goswami said, sorry, we cannot give Radharani, she will come back home. So, what the king can do? Now, he is not in the kingdom of his own, in the foreign land. So, he had to accept and go back. So, today also, when you go to Barsana, you see when they do aarti in the morning, they do long time the aarti, and the pujari will turn into 90 degrees. And offer aarti somewhere else. What is that? That is where Vijay Ladali is staying, standing there. She is not seen by people. She is standing at the 90-degree angle of the Radharani's deity. When deity is like this, the deity will be standing here like this, inside the temple. And the pujari will offer aarti like this first. He will turn and offer aarti inside to Vijay Ladali, and then he will come to the audience and offer aarti. That is the tradition. So Radharani also spoke to his devotee. Huh? That is why I told the story. So you can imagine, these beautiful stories give us the faith that the Lord is there. The Lord is always there, will always be there for the devotees. We have to, when we go, when the devotees in Barsana go in the morning, they speak with the Lord. They talk to the Lord. They offer their heartfelt prayers. Very poor looking, sometimes ugly looking, dirty looking people. Such devotion. I know people who walk in all seasons, all throughout the year, in the temperature of 50 degrees or in the temperature of 1 degree centigrade in the cold. 2 kilometers they walk from. Daily climb the mountain with 400 to 500 steps, which is very difficult. come to morning, Amagarati, sing songs for the Prince of Adharani, take Charanamrut, again walk 2 kilometers back to home. Every single day, all throughout the year, you can meet them in the morning and they sing beautiful songs for Radharani, praising the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna, pleading to Radharani for mercy, offering, you know, one flower from their village, they'll throw on the deities, take Charanamrut, take Aarti and go back again. Some people daily will do circumambulation of 3 kilometers parikrama of Radharani, singing songs. Last story I would like to tell you about Banke Bihari ji. How many minutes we have? Sundar Prabhu? Everybody is vanished? Our time is up. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Bhagavan ki. 10 minutes more. Hare Krishna. Grace period. Hare Bol. So Banke Bihari ji, very beautiful story, also known for his loving reciprocation with the devotees. Whenever the devotees go, Banke Bihari ji is like a small baby of Krishna. The worship is in the form of a small baby, Vatsalya Seva. So he's so much in love with the devotees that if you look eye to him and his eyes meet his eyes and his eyes meet your eyes, then it is possible that he will leave the altar and come to you, to talk to you. So what they do is, before your eyes meet his eyes meet you, they put a curtain in between. Close. Again open, again close. Nazar milne ke beech mein curtain. Nazar milne ka samay aaya, wapas curtain. So that, you know, do nayan milne nahi chahiye. Milenge to fir Bhagwan apna vedi chhodkar niche aa jayenge. Parda band karte baar baar. But still sometimes you close the curtain and you open the curtain, you don't find him. He's there with the devotee somewhere outside. So that's why they have that but curtain seva. Immediately after 1 minute you close the curtain. Why the story is there? Because how it began was one old man. And this old man one day realized that his life is going to end very soon. So what he thought, that I must go and serve the best person in the whole creation. So he saw the best person was the Mukhya in his village. Everybody would worship him. So he immediately said, Mukhya ji, I will serve you. Then one day, the king's men came, some ministers came. So Mukhya ji was worshipping them, serving them. So he understood somebody is higher than Mukhya also. So left Mukhya and went to that minister, started serving him. And one day he saw a minister serving the king. So he left the minister and went to the king and started serving him as personal servant. And he thought, now that I have reached the highest person, now there is nobody, the only one king exists and I am going to serve him and make my life perfect. But then this kingly person, king, would give up his shoes and give up his crown and jewelry and kingly guards and horses, everything. And in the middle of the night he will walk in the forest barefoot and go to the temple and serve the temple over there. Serve the deity over there, the lord over there, bowing down. Everybody would bow down to the king and king would bow down to the one person in the middle of the jungle. So he went with the king because he was personal servant. And he saw the king bowing down. He asked, who is this person? He said, Lord, Lord of the universe, Banke Bihari. So the person left the king also. And he wanted to serve the Lord. By the time, it was time that he left the king, it was middle of the night. Getting night, sorry. And the pujaris were... What happened was, actually he learned this and he came back with the king and he said, I am leaving you, I am going back. By the time king had already come, the night time, shayan, everything, come back, the pujaris were locking the door of the temple. So that Lord is already put to shayan and Lord is put to rest. The pujaris were going to go home and next morning come back again for Mangal Arati at 4 o'clock. So this man said, please take me to the master. I want to serve the Lord Banke Bihari. He said, come tomorrow morning. The Lord is resting now. He said, no, I don't have guarantee whether I'll leave tomorrow morning or not. I'm very old. I want to start serving him right now. The pujari said, come tomorrow morning. The time is up. Seva is finished. Lord is resting now. He said, no, I fall at your feet. Please, I beg you. please open the temple. I want to go inside and serve. Jarasandha is a mad person. You know, he's a really looking like a mad person. He said, you want to serve right now? Stand here at the gate and don't allow anybody go in and don't anybody allow them to go out. That means what? Who's inside? Only Lord is there inside. Outside people see the lock and not come inside. He said, don't let anybody come in, don't let anybody go out. They were knowing he's a mad person, so we'll give him a mad service only. So standing there, great faith. And suddenly in the middle of the night, the Supreme Lord comes out. Through the door, through the lock, he comes out. And he says, stop. I'm supposed to guard the door and not let anybody come out from this temple. He said, but not me. I'm the Lord. Really, he was the Lord. He fell down on the feet. He said, my Lord, I want to serve you. Please take me wherever you are. I want to serve you personally. So Lord said, come. So Lord is walking and the old man is walking behind him. The Lord walked and walked and walked. A long time the Lord walked. And he went in the Ras Mandal near Bansiwat, where Ras Lila was going on. So he said, you stand here at the gate of the Ras Mandal. I will go and dance with the gopis. Till that you stand here only. And the Lord went inside as a faithful, most blissful, because he found finally found his Lord. So standing very faithfully at the gate of the Ras Mandal, the rhythm of Rasa dance. Whole night he waited over there. With nice music, everything was going on, he heard everything. And early in the morning, just before the dawn, the Lord came out, tired, and again walking back towards the temple. So they walked all the way back. The old man is walking behind the Lord. The Lord came to the locked door. And by the time it was cold also, so the old man was shivering. So the Lord removed the shawl from his body, which was put on him by the pujari in the night. And he put on his servant, old man. And he said, thank you very much. And through the closed door, Lord went inside. And soon enough, in 2, 3, 4 minutes, as soon as the Lord went inside, the pujaris came to open the door to have the Mangal Arati. He said, no, no, stop, stop. You can't have Mangal Arati. He has just come back. So the pujaris were convinced he is a madman only. Night I had diagnosed. Diagnosis is confirmed. He's a madman. He's stopping them. No, no, you can't go inside. You can't go inside. This is the Lord. Just now, I've been with him whole night. He was dancing in Ras Lila. Hey, what this man is talking? Ras Lila, old man. How can this possible? This is all nonsense. But he was like, no, too much strong. Although he was old. And suddenly while struggling with the old man, the pujari saw a shawl on his body. Are? How this shawl came to you? Are, I've been telling you last so many minutes I'm telling you. He was here, he took me to jungle and he was in Ras Lila. And while going inside, he put this shawl on me and went inside. So they were a little bit startled. Oh, same shawl, and we put them in the Lord in the night. So they opened the door and went inside. Sure enough, the shawl was not there on the Lord's body. And that time they got convinced, this man is an ordinary man. We are mad, not he. He has seen the Lord. So from that day onwards, Baki Bihari's Mangal Arati is at 9:30 in the morning. So you'll find a large crowd there. Because those who want to sleep till late, they can say, I also went for Mangal Arati. Baki Bihari. So those who wake up early, they go to Krishna Balaram temple in ISKCON. Those who get up late, they go to Baki Bihari. In summer 9:30, in winter 10 o'clock. And the Lord's temple is also open till 10 o'clock in the night. All temples get closed at 8:30 in the night. And Lord Baki Bihari's temple is open till 10 o'clock in the night. So the Lord is a person. Even today also, our Guru Maharaj took us for the first time and was sitting out of the temple and he was telling a story. If somehow your eyes meet the eyes of Baki Bihari, he may leave the altar and come out to meet you. That is why they are putting curtain again and again. It's very disturbing, you know. By the time you want to see the Lord, suddenly curtain comes in between. Again you see, again the curtain comes in between. It's a very beautiful temple. So, please, this is our humble request to all of you, that the Lord is manifested himself in the form of Archa Vigraha. So all of us in our contaminated state also can reciprocate with him, can see him, behold his beauty with our own eyes, his beautiful legs. We should see him from the lotus feet first. That is a sign of humility. see him at the lotus feet, then raise your eyes to his thighs and to his waist, beautiful waist, and to his chest, to his beautiful arms holding the flute, to beautiful arms standing like this in front, his big eyes, lotus-like eyes, and then his beautiful lips, eyes, nose, crown, beautiful hairs going down to the shoulder. Like that we should take darshan. You get great purification when you take darshan of the Lord like this. And when daily we see darshan of the Lord, it is Prabhupada said that the best kind of culture that we can give to our children is to take them for Mangalarti, if not possible, for Darshanarti every single day. All mothers and fathers should try their best to take their children for Darshanarti. But when they will go to Darshanarti, it's more important than you seeing the Lord. The Lord seeing you is more important. Sometimes you may not be able to appreciate the Lord's beauty, but the Lord definitely will see you taking His darshan. Hazri lag gaya. So when you will see the Lord, Lord will see you, for life is perfect. And the children will get the most beautiful culture of devotional service to the Lord, and they'll grow up with these feelings and sentiments, and they'll grow up as beautiful Vaishnavas. So one must take, it is said that the music of Govinda Madhipurusham goes, the singing of the Lord's beautiful names is heard, and Lord Darshan is opening, and beautiful flowers are offered, the ornaments are offered, a crown is offered, fruits are offered. Such a beautiful Darshan will completely purify our heart of all the sinful tendencies and make us perfectly offerable to the Lord. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.